4.
I come from a small country, and not a lot of people travel by plane because it costs more than most people can afford. But the U.S. is such a big country, and the population is large, so you have a lot of people traveling by plane. That's what keeps the prices down. That means I can afford to fly here, and I do it all the time. I couldn't do that at home.
5.
Most people send their children to private schools at home because the public schools are not very good. You have to pay a lot to do that, so it's a big expense for many people. Public schools are better here and cheaper than in my country. People don't have to spend a lot on tuition, so most people send their children to public schools.
6.
Here in the U.S., you need to have health insurance because it costs a lot to see a doctor or to enter a hospital. At home, you don't have to pay much to see a doctor or go to a hospital because most of the clinics and hospitals are run by the government.
Listen to people talking about prices in the U.S. and prices in their own country. Check the correct answer. 1.
I could never buy a car at home because we pay a very high tax on cars. Only rich people can really afford to buy a car at home. Here in the U.S., I drive a nice new car and I can easily afford it. You don't have to be rich to own a car, which is great.
2.
At home, it only costs about $200 a month to rent a nice apartment. That's what I used to pay for a four-room apartment in a good neighborhood. Here in the U.S., I pay about twice that for a much smaller apartment, and it's not in a very nice neighborhood.
3.
I bought a lot of clothes in my country before I moved to the U.S., because everyone told me how expensive American clothing is. I was kind of surprised that I could get nice clothes here for very reasonable prices. In fact, it costs me less for clothes here than it used to cost me at home.